Hello, this is Dr. Bill Valenti, here to talk about respiratory virus vaccines. I'm an internist and infectious diseases specialist in Rochester, New York, and I am chairman of MISNI's Infectious Diseases Committee. This podcast concerns the respiratory viruses influenza, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus. So I will be talking about vaccines, who should get vaccinated, and how often. I will also discuss the potential complications from these respiratory viruses and what the future holds for respiratory virus vaccines. Influenza first, traditionally done in the fall, is updated yearly. The idea here is to keep up with the current strain or the genetic makeup of this year's influenza virus. Influenza viruses travel from west to east. Influenza viruses usually get their start during the winter respiratory season in the southern hemisphere and then migrate to the northern hemisphere during our fall and winter. And the plan is that every year, a committee of people get together to try and determine what their best guess, but based on science, that's pretty good at predicting what strain of influenza will be most prevalent and make recommendations about a vaccine against that strain. Influenza vaccines are now all quadrivalent, meaning they have two strains of influenza A, the more serious variety of influenza, and two strains of influenza B. The other thing that is new, not available yet, but this is the future of influenza vaccines, is to try and make a universal vaccine that does not require annual vaccination, but has some common features among multiple strains of influenza A and B that will offer some protection for several years in a row. But that's not available yet. But there is a future here in terms of advancing our influenza vaccine discussion. And vaccinate in the fall of every year, generally around September, when this new quadrivalent vaccine is available. And the influenza vaccine is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. The other thing to remember here is that for unvaccinated people, we have treatment. There are rapid diagnostic tests that can be done for influenza. Take about 10 to 20 minutes, depending on the version of the test you're using. But for those people who are unvaccinated and positive, or who are positive for influenza, there are two kinds of treatment. One is with the antiviral Tamiflu that's given for 5 days. And there's a newer drug that was introduced around 2017 called Zofluza, Baloxavir, B-A-L-A-X-O-V-I-R, or the trade name is Zofluza, begins with an X, and it is given in one single dose. Both of these drugs are well tolerated, and the idea behind treating people with influenza is that they will shed less virus, be less contagious to other people, and feel better faster. Now, let's talk about the vaccine for COVID-19. This is a booster vaccine that is coming in the fall of 2023. That is a single dose and a new booster from what we have been using already. This booster is a monovalent booster. In other words, it contains one strain of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. SARS-CoV-2 virus is what causes the disease COVID-19. It contains one strain of that called the XBB strain, and it replaces the current bivalent booster and is designed to be given starting in the fall of 2023 and be given with the influenza vaccine. The other respiratory virus that's new here is the vaccine for respiratory syncytial virus. And what's new about this is that there are vaccines available for people age 60 and older. And these RSV vaccines are newly approved. They've been under investigation for almost 40 years. So the idea of an RSV, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, is not a new idea. But we have finally come up with RSV vaccines that work. And these are one-shot vaccines. They are protein-based vaccines and not made using the mRNA technology that we've learned about with COVID-19, but instead are protein-based vaccines, a different manufacturing process. 88% effective at reducing respiratory syncytial virus infections in adults age 60 and older. There's also an RSV vaccine designed to protect infants, because RSV is probably the most common respiratory virus in children age 2 and under. And the way the RSV vaccine works for children is it's given to pregnant people during the late second or early third trimester of pregnancy, and antibodies go from mother to baby, and baby is protected. So it's a novel way of protecting infants, and is designed then to be given to pregnant people starting late in the second trimester of pregnancy. Now, with three vaccines that people are eligible for beginning in the fall of this year, what do we do? How do we sequence them? Well, I'd start with vaccination for influenza and COVID-19 and do both of them together. They can be given together. Eventually, there might even be a vaccine that combines both of them. But for now, they're going to be separate injections. But recommend those for our patients now, the two together, influenza and COVID-19 vaccine, and begin the discussion of the RSV vaccine, because that's a new kid on the block, if you will, and may require some explanation to patients in terms of endorsing it. But respiratory syncytial virus, in addition to being a major cause of respiratory disease in young children, is also a major cause of respiratory disease, flu-like illness, in adults age 60 and older. So this is good medicine for our older patients. And again, it is a single dose of one and done, a protein-based vaccine, not mRNA, and has been in development for a number of years. This is not something that was developed quickly, that people have been working on RSV vaccines for almost 40 years that I've been observing it. So this is a good time to begin that discussion when you give the doses of influenza and COVID-19 vaccine together. Thank you for listening to this podcast.